I had been contemplating how to share this morning about approaching the new year. And it seems like we always look towards the next year as if, wow, God's going to make everything better the next year. And change happens throughout every year, of course. Sometimes we feel like the last year was not very good and we want a better year to happen. And the Lord was saying to me, you need to give thanks for last year before you look to next year. And as a result of hearing that word, I sat down and started to consider how important giving thanks is. And so this morning, I've got 6 reasons why we should express thanksgiving. I want to start out with the first one, but to begin with the one I ask God to bless his word to us, and that the word will have life. God, you have made me a minister of the new covenant, not of the letter, but of the Spirit, so that the word with the Spirit gives life. And I pray for life in this word to all of us, that it affect us. And the thing that God, you know what God spoke to me about? He said, this is going to change the culture of your life, the culture of the church. You know what culture is? It's the mode of living. Your personal culture and the corporate culture is going to change when you hear this and begin to implement it. So we thank you for it, God, through Jesus Christ our Lord. First reason we need to give thanksgiving, let's look at 1 Thessalonians 5. And I'm going to begin reading in verse 16. Rejoice always, pray without ceasing, in everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus for you. And then connected to that is, do not quench the Spirit. There's an interesting connection here between giving thanks and quenching the Spirit. It's as though the Spirit is sensitive to our thanks. And when we don't give thanks, he feels quenched by our lack of appreciation and may not move so powerfully through us. Number one reason to give thanks. In everything, give thanks for, number one, this is the will of God. It's the will of God. It's an instruction in how to live. And we are to give thanks for everything. In everything, give thanks. Something of God's will is going to take place in every situation of your life. So you might as well give thanks for it. We don't like to give thanks for things that we think are bad or horrible. Something good is going to come from everything, anything that God is involved in. So we might as well give thanks, because it opens up our vistas. It helps us see differently. It helps us see the future with hope and the purposes of God in everything. Because there isn't anything that happens that God can't be part of or won't be part of. He is part of it. This is the will of God for you. Second reason, Ephesians chapter 5. Amazing how we end up going back to Ephesians all the time. Ephesians chapter 5, and we'll begin with verse 18, says, and do not be drunk with wine, in which is dissipation, but be filled with the Spirit. How are you filled with the Spirit? Speaking to one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing and making melody in your heart to the Lord. Incidentally, the word speak there means to communicate in all forms. It could be singing, it could be talk, encouragement, whatever. And in verse 20 it says, giving thanks always for all things to God the Father in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Number one reason was it's the will of God. Number two reason, again, it's a repetition, for all things, giving thanks always for all things to God the Father. For all things. In all things is one thing. For all things is another thing. In all situations we give thanks. For all things we give thanks. Thanksgiving changes you as a person. Your mind, your soul, your emotions, your attitude is lifted when you begin to give thanks. Thanksgiving will take you out of the humdrum, dull, disappointed, downcast, because thanksgiving creates praise, joy, rejoicing, an attitude of appreciation. It opens up your connectivity with God. You become more sensitive. He interacts with you. Thanksgiving. Third reason. We're moving along pretty good here this morning. Is in Philippians chapter 4 and in verse 6. Be anxious for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving. I think we forget that part, don't we? In everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your request be made known to God. Then the peace of God begins to work in you. We give thanks for all things, in all things. And when we are anxious, how many times do we face anxiety, stress, dread, apprehension? We become careful for life. He said, that's the time to begin to thank me with your prayers of supplication. Add to them thanksgiving that God's will be done. Then the peace of God. How many times we pray and we don't get the peace of God? Maybe it's because we haven't thanked him for what we've asked him. You know? With thanksgiving. Praise his holy name. The cure for anxiety is start to give thanks to God. I think it will deliver you. I believe God will have ways of secreting you out of difficult situations when you start to give thanks. Do you remember Paul and Silas when they were in the jail in Philippi? What did they do? They started to give thanks to God. They praised him. They sang hymns. Next thing you know, the ground shook. An earthquake occurred. Chains fell off. And God delivered them. Thanksgiving is a spiritual weapon, if you want to look at it that way. Not only is it a blessing because it honors God, but it has a power to deliver you. Hallelujah. Fourth reason, Colossians 3, verse 16. Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly in all wisdom, teaching and admonishing one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing with grace in your hearts to the Lord. And whatever you do in word or deed, do all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God for the Father through him. Thanks to God the Father through him. So this fourth reason is that whatever you're going to do, whatever you're going to say, start to give thanks for the ability to do it and to say it. Thank you, God, that I'm able to do this, that your grace is sufficient here, that it's enabling me. It will keep you from thinking, first of all, that you can, by your own energies and strengths and will and whatever else, sufficiency of yourself, that you're capable of doing things, all things. But in everything that you do, when you give thanks to God, it is a release of the power of his Spirit in you to do the very thing you're giving thanks for. Thank you, God, that I can meet this situation. I can play with that person. I will have a gift of your Spirit to unlock something in them, to heal them, to bring the supernatural to their lives. I give you thanks for that, Lord. And then when you do it, you give thanks. So you do it when you speak. I give thanks, God, that I can do these things. And you do it when you do it. I thank you, Lord. Whew, I like that. It keeps you humble because it recalls to your mind that everything you do by the strength of God. Fifth reason, Romans chapter 1 and verse 8. Paul's addressing the Roman church and he says in verse 8, first, I thank my God through Jesus Christ for you all, that your faith is spoken of throughout the whole world. He thanked God for the Roman believers. I thank God for you all. Do we thank God for each other? Do we thank God for this church? Do we thank God for everybody in this church? When was the last time you said to somebody, I thank God for you? Do you know what that means to the individual that hears it? My goodness gracious. It lifts them. Oh my God, it is powerful. It is a blessing to them to hear, I thank God for you. And it releases you too. It releases your love for them. Many times we overlook or we forget or we ignore saying something good to somebody else and saying, man, you're just such a blessing. I thank God for you. 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 It's deliverance for the person that hears it. It's deliverance for the person who speaks it. It's an opportunity to lift one another up. Because when the person who hears it, they realize that their life is meaningful to somebody else. That God in them has been beneficial to somebody else, and they appreciate it. I oftentimes find myself in my communication to people saying in my emails, in my texts or whatever, I really appreciate you. I appreciate you. I appreciate you. I appreciate you. Have you heard anybody say that to you? I appreciate you. I appreciate you, who you are. I give God thanks for you. It's deliverance. The last reason, 1 Thessalonians 2. I'm going to interrupt the whole dialogue of Paul in 1 Thessalonians 2 because there's a lot that precedes verse 13, but verse 13 is where I want to focus. He says, for this reason, we also thank God without ceasing, because when you received the word of God, which you heard from us, you welcomed it not as the word of men, but as it is in truth, the word of God, which also effectively works in you who believe. As far as I know, Paul's life was a life of giving praise to God. And I see this as his final statement, let's say, on giving thanks, is that we need to give thanks to God without ceasing for no reason other than the fact that he is God and we could thank him for who he is, what he means to us, how much we love him. Where would we be without him? Our lives would not be what they are right now. I can't even imagine living without God. Can you? Can you imagine going back to whatever life it was that we had before? How many times have you said, I thank God for God? We need to thank God for God all the time, without ceasing. Thanksgiving is kind of like the wrapping on a gift. It's beautiful. It makes the gift exciting. When we open it up, there's a tremendous joy and anticipation to it. It's we come before God with thanksgiving. We enter his gates with thanksgiving. I mean, that's an Old Testament concept, of course, of how people went to the temple. But you don't have to come here to this building to give thanks to God. You are in his presence all the time, and he's within you, and it's something that we can do without ceasing. I think giving praise and thanks to God all the time. I know that we enjoy singing to God and praising God, but that's not all there is to the enormous category of giving thanks to God. I know myself, I will tend to get down on some things when my expectation level is here and my disappointment level is down here. And the only way to close the gap and lift me out of this is to begin to give thanks to God. Because regardless of what this situation is like at the present, my thanksgiving to God reveals that I trust him no matter what, and I'm going to get through this and out of this. So thanksgiving to God without ceasing is kind of like the benchmark of a Christian's life of appreciation. We have so much from God, beginning with our salvation, of course, that how could you ever thank God enough for what he's done? Where do you begin and where do you end? At what point do you say, I've given enough to him? How could that be possible? That's why giving thanks to God without ceasing is possible. Because in our heart of hearts, we know there's no end to this. He is forever good to us. He's a good, good Father. That's who he is. So I'd like to suggest a couple of things that we do before we come to the communion table. Incidentally, the Eucharist, the host, the bread that we take, is the word for thanksgiving. Did you know that? Thanksgiving is the same word for the Eucharist, the holy bread that we partake of. before we step into the new year, which will be in a few hours, we need to thank God for the last year. He kept you alive. He fed you. You lived from his mouth to your hand. Right? And from, say that again, Joe? And from his hand to your mouth. We lived by him. He kept us alive all year. He paid our bills supernaturally. When we couldn't make things work on paper. So how's that going to be? He did it, did he not? He's still doing it. He keeps us healthy. The more we live in him, the more he takes care of us. Some of you are in trials right now, and you think, oh my God, this is the worst thing that's ever happened to me. No, it's not the worst thing that's ever happened to you. The worst thing that ever happened to you would have been you never got saved. That would have been the worst thing. What is happening to you now is another opportunity. So how am I going to get through this? Give thanks to God because he's going to take you through it. So how many things can you give thanks to God for last year? Let's just corporately give thanks to God. You're going to get deliverance, number one, because an unthankful spirit, it becomes a mean, sour spirit after a while, becomes depressed. It loses hope. And without hope, your faith isn't going to work. You get down into a pit. So right now, we want to say thank you, God, for 2017. In fact, we want to thank you for the things that you did that we didn't even know about. We want to thank you for those unseen blessings and deliverances and the way you protected us from destructions we had no idea were about to happen to us. Thank you for delivering us from the plots of the enemy when we are ignorant of them. Thank you, God. Just thank you for 2016. It was a great year. It was a great year. Not everything we wanted happened, but everything God wanted to happen happened to us. There's a reason for everything. It was a good year. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, God. You may have some prayers you didn't get answered, but they could be answered next year. And if they're not answered, there's a good reason why. And we can thank him for that, because he's good in all his ways. He's always good. He's good in all his ways. Thank you, God. We thank you for 2017. Secondly, we are going to commit to living a life that gives thanks to God because it's his will for us. We need to make a statement about that. Amen? Change our hearts' attitudes right now. We give thanks usually for the things that happen that are good, and only then. But we need to give thanks to God always, in all things. Heavenly Father, giving thanks to you should be spontaneous. It should interrupt our daily life in such a way that we are at a moment impressed by your spirit to begin to thank you for who you are and for everything that we are in at that moment. Because you're working in us both to will and to do of your good pleasure. Something powerful is about to happen. Even though it doesn't look that great, it's going to be great. Something extraordinary is going to take place. Take us from a depressed, gloomy state of mind into one that is lifted by praise and thanksgiving. Thank you, Jesus. Let's thank God for delivering us of the emotional torment of being anxious about everything. When he says, be anxious for nothing. Thank you for a holy deliverance, God, healing us and delivering us from anxiety and cares of life and of the world through praise and thanksgiving with supplication in our prayers. We lift our hands to you right now, God, and we give you thanks at this very moment to deliver us of the anxiety of the things we worry about that haven't happened yet. We worry about the future. We worry about the next moment. We worry about all kinds of things. God, you've told us to be anxious for nothing, but with prayer and supplication, we add thanks. So change our prayer life to a thankful life. Hallelujah. 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 I'm about to enter my 77th year. I look back over it and I say, thank you, God. And forgive me for not thanking you enough. Thank you, Jesus. Let's praise him and thank him for all the things that we've been able to do and all the things that we've been able to say in word that have been effective for other people, to bring ministry to them, deliver them, heal them, whatever. All the opportunities we've had to express Christ to another person. Oh God, what a joy it is to be your life to other people. We give you thanks for it, God. I thank you that I've been able to speak and deliver words that come from your heart, your mind, your understanding, your will. I could never have spoken those things without you. There's no way. I give you thanks for every uttered word that was from your throne and your heart. I give you thanks for every form of ministry and activity of the Spirit in my life. And all of us give thanks for the same thing. And the next time we have an opportunity to speak or to do, we're going to give you thanks so that what we say and do really is from you and not just out of our own will and out of our own desire to do something good, but flows from your heart through us to other people. We give you thanks for that, Lord. Hallelujah. Let's give thanks to God next for each other. Thank you for your body. That's right, Lord. We look at people the wrong way sometimes. We don't really see them as God sees them. We need to see each other the way God sees you, sees me, sees us, sees this church. God's eyes are on you and us. We give thanks for each other. Amen. Amen and amen. We're going to say thank you, Lord, for my brothers and my sisters. I'm thankful to God for you. I'm very thankful. Amen. We thank you for each other. We're going to become more attendant to looking at each other and say, thank you, God. Thank you. We're going to say that to each other. I thank God for you. I thank God for you. I thank God for you. Even those who are in trials, where you think there's nothing of value showing up in their lives. No, no, no. We thank God for them because they're precious to him and they're precious to us. And their life and their testimony and their walk of faith is valuable. And the future that they have with God and with you is meaningful. Something's going to come from them that we are going to be shocked and surprised and delighted through. So God, we thank you for our brothers and sisters of all the yet not known, but will be known and experienced things that will come from our brothers and sisters. We encourage and lift up each other. We don't walk by each other and ignore each other and think that that person is of no value or consequence. But each of us is present, precious in God's sight and therefore precious to us. We give thanks for each other. And last, let's thank God for God. Thank you, God. Thank you, God, for who you are. Who could say there is no God? Who could say there is no creator? Who could say there's nobody that made us, that loves us, that has purpose for us? Who could say there's nobody that delivered us from the darkness that we were in? Who could say that God not wants to dwell in us and not be thankful to him? How thankful we are to you, God. How humbled we are that you love us. That you are such a precious, good, good Father, and such an awesome King and Savior, Jesus, and such an excellent Comforter and Empowerer, Holy Spirit. Where would we be without you? We thank you for who you are. We give you praise and honor and glory. We don't wait to sing it. We tell it to you moment by moment. We give you praise and thanksgiving. You are such a good, good Father. God, forgive us for our grumblings and complainings, our negative speech, our unthankfulness. Help us never to be that way again. We owe you thanksgiving. We love to give it to you. You are a good, good God. Amen. Amen.